So I want to get into this. You know, there's been some negative ads out there run on you. They're getting
Yeah,
mailed
to say the
out.
least.
Right now, the audience is looking at the one that shows how you're dangerous for taxpayers and that you were fired by the Southwest Texas Junior College. How do you want to get into that conversation?
Well, it's real basic. All those are lies. We put out a statement from the junior college that says otherwise. And what I tell folks, look, I was there for about a year, and it was only about a year I was going to be there. I had already planned. We already had property out here in Castroville, Texas. I was always looking for a dream job at the civilian side of the house in the Air Force, which is my family. I just retired, stepped away for a year to do something different. And in January, I acquired that job, and then of course went to Randolph Air Force Base, and that's about the same time I left the junior college. They put out a statement, Duke. We put it out there. We did a press release. We've asked Mr. Gonzalez and his camp to take it down, and but they don't want to. They're accusing me of embezzling $1 million or something crazy like that, and that's all lies. Trust me, the FBI have already arrested me. The county sheriff, somebody, and none of that has happened. What they've done, they pulled, what Nancy Pelosi likes to do, and that is, they throw all this garbage up there, and then they run it sort of as if it's true. And Mr. Gonzalez is going to come back, and we intend to win, Duke. But if he does win, he's going to want to try and heal some things. You can't come back from that. These are integrity issues, folks. And that's another big difference between me and my opponent. I wish he would do the right thing. And look, I think he's doing a disservice to the whole thing. What he's upset about, Duke, is that I've exposed him as a LULAC implant, will, heard, and endorse. And he's run from that from day one. I've asked for 10 debates, Duke, and we got 0 debates because he doesn't want to answer those questions. And now he shows up on commercials advertising that I'm some kind of just doing illegal things. Nothing could be further from the
You
truth.
know, he's playing that dirty politics game, and that is people just get so tired of that, and I kind of feel like people see through it, but I guess when they beat it in you over and over, and they have the budget, and they drive it on the commercials all day, all night, you know, that eventually has an impact. So that's why I think it's important that you get your story out there, because you know, people need to be informed by the truth.
Well, and this is why I'm glad to be here. You are one of the last events we do before Tuesday, and I'm thankful to you. As you can see, folks, we're live here. Nobody's cutting anything out. We're going to put this all out there, and I'm all about telling the truth and making sure you get the right representation. But to flat out make up those lies and go down that road, I hope people see that, Duke, and they could have put a better picture of me. I don't know if you've seen it, but I got some kind of crazy scar down my right side. And
Well,
I'm not that pretty, folks, but certainly I don't look like that on my worst day. So
yeah.